Blog Talk Radio.
This is the true story of tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, or maybe the next day after tomorrow, where three colored people, two men, and a young woman, risk life and limb to forge a new frontier, to answer the call of their people and explore worlds yet unknown. This is the amazing and perilous journey toward destination, planet, Negro.
Are not the answer.
We must go even further. There is no further. What could be further?
I made a profound breakthrough.
peanut and candy paste, and combining them with radioactive material, I have developed an atomic rocket to you, which I believe will power this spacecraft tomorrow. And good gracious the light, what that man can do with a peanut. Now, with my fuel and this rocket, I believe we can travel to Mars, colonize it, and establish a new home for color people.
Planet Negro.
Yes, if you will. Planet Negro. Constructed from the ground up, without the limitations of poverty, Jim Crow thieves, or white folks. Or white folks. Tell me you do not spend all that hard-earned cash that our people gave us on this Buster Crab, flash in the pan, comic book bullshit. We all admire Professor Carver. You, sir, are the Negro Leonardo da Vinci. But that doesn't mean that you're not a shark.
May I say something, Dr.
Horn? Please, we would be honored, Professor Carver.
I want to thank y'all for kind words about myself and my work. I am truly crazy. But you see, it's not about me. It's about white folks kicking our ass. Dr. Carl, I don't stop that problem. Me, look, I'm tired of playing the humble scientist for these pepperwood. Oh, yes, sir, boss. Thank you, boss. Oh, miss, sir, I don't believe no money. I do it for the glory of God. Now, if I was stealing money for my ambition or demanding credit for my breakthroughs, I'd be lynched, in prison, or worse. Like that peanut butter. Now, before long, every white child in America would be asking his mammy to put some of it on top of some bread with some molasses, honey, and jelly. What do you think they'll say?
Oh, that old color scientist, Dr. Carver, made it possible for me to get this good thing from that stuff to the roof of my mouth.
Hell no. I won't see a damn quarter. Oh, they'll probably put my name on a jar of poor-ass Uncle Carver's peanut butter and nothing.
Oh, well, it's all right. I don't mind. It's all right. I play it cool.
You see, the color folks don't have any ears, right? Now, once again, if you don't see the support out there, you get your motherfucking Uncle Tom ass out of the way.
But baby, we're going to Mars.
You take off your heels, and then you're going to have to take a hard left to
obviously, there is much that we do not know about space travel. But Dr. Carver has something that may help. Come with me. Well, I've consulted with some of my fellow Negro inventors, Eliza McCoy, Garrett Morgan, and Granville Woods. And you come up with this. Strong. I named it after my old master when I was a slave.
Boy, he's a real McCoy, huh?
Yeah. I programmed him with many functions that hopefully would help us solve some of the mysteries of the red planet.
Strong. What you want there, boy, huh?
I programmed him to speak like my old master. Strong is the air on Mars space.
I ain't been there yet. Look here. I think that damn ship roll, the KL back here, cause off. The air could be bad for liver, liver so now.
I don't know. I think I may need to be thinking.
Dr. Carver, still, somebody with this. I'm ready to Lynching, playing for later tonight. The Uncle Tom's a snitch. But there's only one thing to do. Get the hell out of Dodge. Hang on.
And you're only going to have the prayers of an awful nation of Negro people.
Yeah, I hope this crazy ass shit works.
Thank you. but my daughter believes that when we get here, that it's going to be equal rights for everyone, not just Negroes, but all people of color and women too.
And from affection.
From a what?
From affection.
Oh, you'd be like, that was what do you want to do for this?
I would like homosexuals to have the same right to be who they are, same as us.
Yeah, church going people. Like the Negroes are trying to stop it. Ain't no way a Baptist preacher going to fight nobody for some rights. And that goes to Negroes, that goes to the women, and the...
You can take the Negro off the planet, but you can't take the planet off the Negro. Where are you going?
To do the one thing you still can't do. Unless you want one of these two.
Okay.
You know, you've lost a bit of your feminine side since your mother died. You know that. Yeah, he's a bit of a prude. But you gotta give him a chance.
He should just grow up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
So when I went out and I took that leak, that's when I realized that the oxygen is pretty much the same as ours. So it's fine. However, I just want to change.
Hey, what y'all doing? Let's go. You skip. Get in the truck.
Growing up in Alabama, I've seen them look at me, afraid. Look at their eyes. Prisoners. They could be slaves.
She
was his man. The kids, we have landed on a planet where the darkness are held as slaves. The whites are the answer.
We've got to contact strong.
Stay by putting him in his thick ship. Who the hell does he think he is? I get his high ass son, my middle ass is burning up. Can't put my hat on, got me out here working like a field hand. Oh, baby, what is it?
Chief, girl.
And I say to them, I will
where I fly to. Obama, President Obama, when I take this country back.
Obama, Irish.
And once and for all, system, welfare, entitlement, state. They hate me and the love you say. The first motherfucking black president of the United States of America, baby. I'm not a victim. My father was not a victim. His father was not a victim. You are not a victim.
So you're not a victim. Your president is cold. You passed out.
That's Professor Wilbur. She's the one I was telling you about.
Can I get you something to drink?
Water?
I had a dream. There was a Negro president. Could you have something stronger?
And get this, his dad is from Africa.
Africa?
Africa, like, swing around between the long part, Tarzan, Africa. Like, baby stuffed your back with a blanket, tigers in the backyard, Africa. And his mom is a white lady from Kansas.
Dorothy. Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure he's black?
Oh, he's black. Black. The one drop you say. And I also told him the truth.
The truth.
The true truth.
You must think we're crazy.
We did until we Googled you.
He did what's one? He didn't Google me too, did he? Like when I was thinking something? That's why I came. This is amazing. All these books are about Negroes.
I teach African American.
Wait, people study that? Yeah. Professor Wilborn is the shit.
It's a compliment. And that's the new version of Huck Finn that removes the N-word.
The N-word. Wait, hold on. Why would you take out from a book about the evils of slavery?
It makes some people feel uncomfortable.
So does slavery.
Do you remember Hitler, Daddy? The German leader?
Yeah.
He became a real problem. He was German with a 16-year-old Jew.
By himself? No. It was a group that...
Alpha Romney has signed comparing... Did Obama murder Jews too?
No. He said it's okay. Called the Space Age 3 because of their scientific and aeronautic background. Investigators concluded that the three early civil rights pioneers were traveling when it was believed they were kidnapped and lynched.
The bodies were never found.
You found this on this inter.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yo, no, shit gets freaky about a minute. And watch that movie, guys. I see that. Yeah. I knew something was up with y'all. Saying colored and Negro. You ain't been called that in like never. Right. Because you all call each other niggas now, right? Hey, my nigga. Be my nigga. Keep my nigga. Come on. School this nigga.
What? It could be an honest thing. I believe you. And I thank you. For dying for us.
I don't know your person.
Karen.
You
know. Oh. I have to be a leader.
Oh, yes, sir. May I come?
Yes.
I'd be honored. Look, man, come on your 1930s ass for understanding of the modern black man. Cool. Thank you. Nah, man, why don't?
I don't live super like a campus. I like to walk through the injustice. Immigration. Well, Jesse, that is from Jersey, which is a very easy
one. Are you saying that he is raised in Christ, but they didn't do it
exactly? Right. They didn't have to live on the right bench there anymore. So you knew that. Because the job set, the money set, everything's on.
Thank you. So, do you want to be correct?
Nah, man. You want to be down, you know what I'm saying? Down, like sad, but it is.
Yeah, man, like down, like hip, self-aware, knowledge of self, all that shit.
Wait,
man,
man,
what you saying, man? They going to elaborate for that, man.
That ain't just like being down, respect the people for who they are, what they do, you know what I'm saying? Respect the brother for who he is.
Hey,
you. Yeah, of course.
You. Can I be down?
Nah, man.
What?
Okay.
Okay, okay.
You know how people go to this school who think of something that people like, oh, I'm excited. All of you are right. That's what I'm here to.
The theory claims that the universe is comprised of a set of strange that vibrate among each other and allow this phenomenon to occur. When we think of it this way, time is no longer a linear concept. Time is relative, meaning the fourth dimension.
You and I both know. Somebody got them to race me. They have called me. We ran away. They leave. And nothing ever changed. Yeah, of course. There's one thing. You're in the white thing. One.
Back him up.
ship functioning strong.
Gee, Bobby said it wasn't rocket science. His cousin at the old FEMA gas station looked under the hood.
It's fixed.
Is George on your own cousin still there?
Dr. Michelle, any idea how we got here?
Two black holes collided, and that might have created an Einstein-Rosen bridge. You could have fallen into one of these black holes and time traveled.
So, Professor, we need to get back to the hole before it closes.
That's right, that's right.
You need to realize that these wormholes will collapse, so I need to calculate how much time we have before, and this is forever. Let me make this perfectly clear. Don't change any event while you're here or back in your own time. You must leave the timeline as you found it, pristine and untouched.
What happens if we don't?
What? Everything!
Everything! Mom, run away. Have a ship ready for launch.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Roger, we'll go forward.
Let it go. Put the whole phone. I'll go back to Jim Crow, Colored Folk, Kitchen Hall America. What beautiful deal.
Yes, Doc. Why go back to being church monkey? What part of the hip hop nation now, Doc?
Tommy, we've always lost America's potential. Not its reality. Feeling that man of president, I was able to truly love America. It's our country now, too.
Yeah, yeah, we have arrived. We've arrived. This is Planet Israel. Oh, it's the purple. It's the purple.
Oh,
so, we're leaving back there.
I'm sorry, officer. That's the guest in the calendar conversation.
Any guns in the car?
Well, why do you ask, officer?
Yes, why would he have any guns, sir?
Any drugs?
No one in here is ill, sir.
Where is
it
all
headed? We're in a huge hurry. We're trying to get... No, no. It's those damn questions. That's how bad it is.
We don't want to upset the office.
No! We have civil rights now, sir. Martin Luther King had a dream, and he gave us civil rights. You aware that we have a black president now, and we have white too? You can't treat us like this.
Yeah, and not only the president one of us, but so is the biggest TV and movie stars, the biggest basketball and football players. Even the biggest professional golfer.
Yeah, Bobo. And his wife is from Sweden. From Sweden. And he made the bus mark from the side. All on the road.
All this over that little bit. I'm going to ask that. The ship should be legal anyhow.
I thought you said ship was good.
Believe me, that is a good. Man, you just don't understand how dumb this shit is. I'm dumb. Oh, no, he's wrong. Most of the things in here, I bet you ain't gonna be behind.
Hey, how many of y'all here behind you? Put your hands in the air. See?
I thought you said Jim Crow segregation was over.
It is. Then why is everyone in here an African American?
There's a couple of Mexicans over there. So this is Planet Negro, too. Yeah, and a bunch of African Americans. The man, those people you talked about? The biggest actor, TV star, golfer, and all that? Those people are celebrities, man.
Well, they're black, too.
Not really.
Celebrities are bigger than being black or white or whatever. The celebrities, you know what I'm saying? They go to court. They don't come here.
So this double standard, you must have a real people. Like he's really here. You must have been pointing.
Yeah, right, they ain't. They mad they ain't celebrities too. Do you think D12 is interested in the answer? The answer? You sure? I don't know. They've been acting shunning. They don't want to go. Oh, so he has somebody else in there.
So.
Me.
Yay. As in, but you can make it so well. He's a very nice young man. You know, it's probably why he calls his girlfriend. Well, let's get that black African American, our captain, James, as equal. Do you like my dad? I respect your father a great deal. Do you like him? I'm a physicist. I know what chemistry looks like.
Okay, I don't understand. You guys are, you're down. No matter how down you are, my folks, my white folks, y'all out there. Black people? I see you, man. No, I didn't. You didn't need to do it, man. How about you? Share with you a complete and total admiration of your expedition. The place is all of us, if not the whole country, has a potential crisis of conscience, which forces us to not only re-examine our notion on race, but ultimately, humanity itself. Thank you. Thank you.
So, we need to see the camera. She's trying to wrap this up.
Okay, what happened? Who got us
back?
That is the longest car I've ever seen.
Just you. Look. I will see you again. To give me something.
Don't see me again. What do you mean?
Look, you can do this.
Thing,
huh? Every day, all day. Huh? Believe that. Warrington. How? You're the spinning image of your great grandfather. You know this is a box. But it's just as strange. He told me everything.
Everything?
Oh, yeah. He talked about you constantly. He warned me about you. That your whereabouts would turn up someday like a bad thing. Bold enough to speculate about it. That the ship probably blew up once it left.
paid off out there into that great beyond, or maybe, just maybe, you somehow did get to Mars. So, you would have never guessed time travel. I presume that's what this is. Time travel. You know he was on the sheriff's payroll. Oh, I know. It appears you carried on the family tradition. No. The law is on my way. So this is what a 21st century baton looks like. No one speaks that way. I'm a businessman, an entrepreneur, a politician. My great-grandfather's role in the expedition would be quite embarrassing for my family. I would say this is a bit more important than your campaign, wouldn't you say? Nothing is more important than my campaign. I don't care about anything. Really? So what do you care about? Getting back home. Dodge. I do not want to see you again. You won't. But the civil rights movement, Reverend King, he would want me to give you and your great-grandfather. Dr. Avery, great-granddaddy informed on him, too.
What's the cost of ship landing in the small part of the rest of the camp?
Oh my God, that's the home base of the Patriot Party. You couldn't have landed in a worse place. Look, you three are us. Not just black people, but everyone. You are the American story. Space exodusters.
But you said that they don't want women. That it makes them uncomfortable.
See, porn instructing people to ignore the bloody part of the American story gives permission to the Patriot Party to divorce the past from problems now. Don't other blacks tell them that isn't true?
Yes, but they don't believe them. They believe porn. Porn is the black they know. And they don't even really know him either. But they think they do. Because he believes what they believe. And that makes him comfortable.
Damn! Man, it is complicated being a Negro in the digital age, son.
So you three, you counter-horn laugh. When they find out that a spaceship built during the great migration of Negroes north left Earth in search of a better life for black folks and somehow ended up here in the age of Obama, oh my God, you will be bigger than Sam Palin, Lindsay Lohan, and OJ put together.
Become celebrities.
Mega celebrities. The astronauts of Planet Negro.
Okay. The astronauts of Planet Negro.
Yeah, I like that. Don't you want to stop the
work? Everything he did, no, it mattered. Everything you do now, it mattered. Go back. Look at you. You're smart. Respected. You didn't have him on your own. You have it because people fought and died to give you a chance to come. You too are.
Well, I got something.
Let's go.
Oh, my.
God is really real.
Oh, Lord, my baby done come home to the minister strong. Oh, yes, I love my baby. She come home, you love him. Lay your head on my big fat titties, baby. Come on, lay on here.
It's Professor Michelle. He's going to use a black hole and has estimated the time it'll collapse.
Look at here, y'all. It's my favorite eating the game. He's not in the
Dad.
And that will be the thing that will be a big mess. Now, I'm going to do that right after I check it.
Easy, don't shoot. Let them go. Good riddance.
Okay, James.
What is it, Strong?
She's too heavy, y'all. Your big fried bologna sandwich is behind you.
The ship doesn't have enough fuel to carry us three, Trauma, and himself, too. So I'll have to stay behind.
I knowed you was going to throw my big metal blockhead ass out the door. Colors and flies, I does. Shut up, bro.
Okay. Seems only right.
Captain's supposed to go down with the ship. This ship, I'm not going down. You can pilot her back.
The sacrifice has to be made. It's my duty.
And I want you to be the one to go.
I thought it was that good.
I want you to come back with me.
Really? Yes. My brother, man, give my dad away.
Washington? Did they take over?
Don't worry. They can't hurt anyone anymore. You're under arrest.
What are the charges?
Terrorism.
You think they made it?
Wait a minute. Do you feel that?
What? That.
What?
Yeah.
You're good.
Why did the congressman vanish?
B-12 left the phone on the bridge with his face, right?
What about the Patriot Party people?
Maybe B-12 got it. You know what I do know? If this time runs out, get the ship.
Excuse me.
You made the white people disappear. I think so. Anyway, maybe.
Good. We too would like to go back in time and change the outcome.
Well, this is the end.
Oh,
the beginning of big world.
Listening, that was a righteous piece of video. Enjoyed the brother's ingenuity. Brother Wilmot deserves a lot of credit. Planet Negro, Lord knows he hadn't thought about it. Brother Garvey wanted it to be a real deal in some fashion or form. All the haters and all the rednecks and racists said, go back to Africa. And he was like, bet, I'll go. And when he said he would, and when he showed that he could, they were like, oh, fuck no, you can't do this. Well, as humorous and as thought-provoking as this flick was, it does shake the cerebellum up to bring this little concept up to reality. And I started talking about this with my wife earlier this morning. You know, sci-fi has been with us forever. And from the time we were little to now, it's been an effect in some fashion or form. I can remember seeing Animal Farm for the first time. You know, fascinated because it was a cartoon, or I thought it was at first. And then, of course, as you're older, you realize the idea behind it with the pigs and Napoleon and the dogs and all this other shit. And then later on, growing up and reading my brothers and sisters' books, Brave New World Revisited, 1984. Later on, Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. It gave an idea of what their worlds were like, in at least in theory, of their minds. I've written my own attempt at science fiction, and even though it was my idea of the future, it did bring to mind all the other mindsets of great writers and film directors and all the other stuff. You know, we were talking about how AI is the thought du jour, and how AI is going to, like, have everybody go back the fuck up. You know, we remember the first Terminator and how Arnold was going to remind everybody that the future was going to stab us in the ass because we have become too big for our own britches. And later on this week, we will play one of the Terminator movies. I haven't decided whether it was the original number two or number three, Rise of the Machines. But we will keep that in mind. Later on, we'll also talk about animation and sci-fi. Do love to the Japanese and some of the stuff they do. And also animation in prime time. How shows like The Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, all that. How that helped us to grow up. And my favorite, The Outer Limits. Well, I think that's about it for now, y'all. There were a couple of ideas I had in mind, but I'll save them for another time. In the meantime, please, if you like what you hear, if you like what you heard, STRITR in the Cash App. That's all in caps. STRITR in caps. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8. With some old school sci-fi. I Married a Monster from Outer Space. Yes. Makes the Newlywed Game. Well, puts the Newlywed Game in a whole different mindset, you know what I'm saying. But we'll take on that. All whatever we can find from the 50s menu. There's a lot of good shit. We don't have enough time to do it, but we will be carrying on with this until the witching hour, Sunday morning at 2 a.m., all those here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. Anybody else, take care. We'll see you soon. Good night.